This week, WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2019. Today, health reporter Brett Dahlberg takes us through changes in New York's laws around vaccines.
Early in 2019, Monroe County's largest measles outbreak on record sickened 7 children. County Health Department spokesperson Ryan Horry said there was one clear commonality in all the cases.
The important through line that connects all of these, all 7 measles cases in Monroe County, is that all 7 of them are unvaccinated.
The Monroe County cases, combined with an outbreak in downstate New York, spurred state lawmakers to action. They passed legislation making this the first school year in which a medical exemption form signed by a doctor is the only way around vaccination requirements for students. Assemblyman Ken Zabrowski is a Democrat from Rockland County, the center of the downstate outbreak.
We have to protect public health, colleagues. We know what the medical community believes about vaccinations. We know that they have eradicated diseases.
The move sparked legal challenges across the state, but so far, appeals courts have been upholding the law. Jason Mermigas sued on behalf of an Amish family in Seneca County. The judge ruled against them.
I think that's a serious, infringement of religious freedoms and religious rights. To me, I'm shocked. I think that this decision is callous. I think it's ignorant.
Now, as the state ratchets up efforts to bring schools and students into compliance with the law, they're running into obstacles. The state needs to get vaccines to families who haven't gotten them for years because of religious exemptions. Most of them are in rural areas. In some schools in the Finger Lakes, not a single student was up to date on immunizations when the school year began. Sarah Christensen is in charge of the immunization program in Yates County, which had the highest rate of religious exemptions in the state before they were abolished. Christensen says more than 400 children there were behind on their vaccinations as the school year got underway.
If you have an unvaccinated segment of your population, there's always that risk. That's why we're always on our toes here, because we know that measles can happen any day here. The kids die from them.
Christensen says she's still trying to reach some families with unvaccinated children. And alongside the effort to increase vaccination rates in the state, New York Congressman Joe Morelli is pushing for similar results on a national level. Morelli is sponsoring 2 bills related to vaccines. One would block some federal funding for states that continue to allow religious exemptions to vaccines. The other would track vaccination rates and fund increased education efforts in communities where they're low. Morelli says raising vaccination rates is important, even if it comes at the expense of religious freedom.
With all things, you try to strike the appropriate balance. So while we certainly respect religious beliefs, there are some practices that religions are not allowed to engage in America under our laws.
Both of those bills are still in committee. No votes are scheduled yet. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.